Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
Many small towns dotting the Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts have been waiting for high-speed broadband for years. But Verizon and AT&T don't bother building out to tiny hamlets with sparse populations. So 47 towns took matters into their own hands and began working together on a plan to bring state-of-the-art fiber optic broadband to their area. In February 2010, they launched the Wired West Initiative.
All of our groups realized we really were not making significant progress, all of us working in silos, that to come together, we would legitimately have the basis to form our own last-mile municipal broadband network.
Monica Webb is co-chair of the steering committee that helped bring the effort together.
It was clear that the enthusiasm and the interest to do this on a regional basis, to really solve this problem in a way that would serve our interests, was there.
Each town held a vote to join the initiative. The group consulted experts around the country, developed a detailed business plan, and sought out financing. The research uncovered an old Massachusetts law created in 1906 to help communities create their own electric systems, the Municipal Light Plant legislation.
The Municipal Light Plant legislation was created to enable towns to build and operate their own electric infrastructure. In the 1950s, community television was added to the statute, and in the mid-1990s, the ability to offer telecommunication services was added.
It's also a way to protect community broadband networks from large internet service providers like Verizon, AT&T, and Time Warner, who have successfully thwarted community broadband in several states. Webb says these community networks are the only way to bring broadband to areas that corporate providers ignore.
The reason Wired West exists is because there isn't enough profit margin for a private provider to provide universal coverage with high-quality service. However, when you look at a municipal model, you take the profit margin requirement out, and you look at the fact that you can borrow money at low cost and pay it back over a much longer period of time, and suddenly it's feasible.
23 towns have established the plants after winning two separate supermajority elections required by the statute. On August 13th, they'll be incorporating as the Wired West Communications Cooperative. Other towns can join the cooperative when they complete the light plant process. Webb hopes to be up and running in the fall of 2013. Check out Wired West at wiredwest.net.
Environmentalists have long complained that their concerns are rarely given attention in the traditional news media, and their complaints seem justified, since only catastrophes like oil spills and chemical leaks get covered, while ongoing campaigns to protect the environment are routinely ignored. But a new online news site in Michigan is trying to keep the public current on one topic, rivers. The site is called Michigan River News, and is producing original reporting about the 36,000 miles of rivers crisscrossing the state. Jeff Gillies and Andrew McGlashan created the project after graduating from Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. Why rivers? Gillies says he's been captivated by them.
For me, it started with a college class in aquatic biology when the labs were basically, 10 or 12 students piling in a van with a bunch of pairs of waders, jumping in and with nets and just finding out what was there. And there's an incredible diverse life going on in rivers.
As rivers wind around bends and disappear into the horizon, Gillies says it's difficult for people to understand how the waterways connect communities and how it impacts and reflects the health of these communities.
Also with rivers, it's not just what's upstream and what's downstream. It's not just what's right on the banks. River is only as healthy as the hundreds and thousands of acres of land that it flows through, those cities and those farms, everything that drains into it.
Gillies and McGlashan also created the site because traditional media didn't offer them the opportunity to report on issues they care about.
Well, journalism jobs might be available, becoming more scarce, but they're still available. Environmental journalism jobs are a fraction of that. Even if we could get journalism jobs, we'd be covering courts or crime. And that's important news, but that wasn't really what we wanted to do.
Gillies says their goal is to become a trusted and authoritative source of information, both for river enthusiasts and for the larger public. To visit the site, go to MichiganRiverNews.com.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.